Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
All right, wide receivers.
Winners.
I had a few winners.
Okay.
I thought Rashee Rice was a big winner.
Let's go.
For him to go 41 inches in the vertical at 204 pounds, 10.8 broad jump, and my favorite, though, was the 1.49-10 split. Get off the line of scrimmage. Now, obviously somewhat inexperienced versus press in that show at the Senior Bowl, but I think it's there.
Yeah.
You know, that shows that like that explosiveness, that suddenness is there for him to do so.
SMU wide receiver, he is a fascinating mix. He's a fascinating mix of tools to me. Like, I think if you're looking for those kind of mid-round guys that have the ability to be something better than they are right now, he's one. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a guy I would be really interested in the mid rounds. It's a project. There's a lot of work to do, but there's definitely the capacity for that guy to be a good quality starting NFL wide receiver.
Yeah. Next winner, I thought Marvin Mims, the Oklahoma wide receiver. All those speed wide receivers, you know, we're thinking some fast guys in this class.
Turns out none of them were fast. This was not a fast class of wide receivers.
Except Marvin Mims, 4.38, great vert, great three cone there, 6.9. So when no one runs the three cone anymore. Big fan of his day. I thought Quentin Johnston kind of just put his nuts on the table and said, you know, I am a different dude than anyone else here. Because 208 pounds is size that no one in this class, at least the top guys, can't come close to matching. And then a 40.5-inch vertical and 11.2 broad jump are just stupid numbers for a guy that big. I thought Michael Wilson really helped himself, the Stanford wide receiver. Now,
I like his tape.
Only went 4.58. Not fast.
No.
Knew that. But a 1.5-10 split at 213 pounds is, again, what it takes to get off the line of scrimmage. And he did 23 bench press reps, which is a big number for a wide receiver. So
almost got to the 24th, I think.
He helped himself. And then Josh Downs, I think, helped himself. In a class full of smaller dudes, as we've been banging the table, you know, this is a tiny, tiny wide receiver class. Yes, he's tiny, but I think he was the best tester of the tiny guys. 4.48 is a good time for him. 1.49-10 split, great time for him. 38.5-inch vertical and 10.11 broad. So, yeah.
Josh felt like he helped himself just relative to the other small receivers.
It's like by comparison.
Almost the one guy that sort of didn't let himself down as opposed to really helping himself. Uh-huh. I think the biggest winner was Jackson Smith and Jigba.
But then, yes.
Didn't run the 40. Is Ohio State a fast track, by the way? Because I think
it's
only
the
one
fastest
of those guys.
Of the fast tracks. Beanie Wells.
Okay.
Beanie fucking Wells ran a 4.36 reportedly at Ohio State's track. These one of the worst, least athletic linebackers I've ever seen. So it is.
So
it
is. I think the only Ohio State prospect that ran a 40 at Indy as opposed to waiting for their pro day was DeJuan Jones. Simply because I'm going to run a 5.3. What the hell? Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Who cares? As long as I just get it out of the way and be done. Everybody else is waiting for their pro day. Mm-hmm. So Smith and Jigba didn't run the 40, but posted like all-time special change of direction numbers.
Yeah.
6.57 three cone, 3.93 short shuttle, and then the jump numbers were pretty good. 35-inch vertical, 10.5-foot broad jump. Like, that's not only did he post like all-time change of direction numbers, but the stuff he was talking about on the podiums and things, like the receivers he focuses on when he's watching tape are the guys that know how to run routes. So not only can he just beat you by change of direction anyway, but he also knows how to sell it so you're taking a false step so that the separation works even better. I mean, that whatever the 40 time ends up being, those numbers are where he's going to thrive at the next level.
And not to toot my own horn here, but my comp the draft guy from is Julian Edelman. And to get by being that kind of wide receiver, like a 5'10", well-built, you know, 195 is Julian Edelman coming out, 190 in the 190s for Jackson and Jigba. You better and not have that speed, vertical threat element really to his game, which is, you know, what the knock is on JSN. You better be an elite change of direction athlete. You better just be able to be as sudden as can be and untouchable in that regard over the middle of the field. Julian Edelman, 392 short shuttle, 662 three cone. Almost identical numbers, those two. I think that's just the player you're getting. You're getting ultra-reliable, ultra-talented route runner over the middle of the field that, as we've seen, like when those guys get featured, they're unstoppable, basically.
And it's also why I think that he can play on the outside. Like, I don't think he's just going to be a slot guy. Yeah. Like, Edelman was not Wes Welker 2.0. Mm-hmm. Edelman played outside a lot and didn't have problems doing it because of all that kind of change of direction, quickness, foot speed, the ability to get away from a dude trying to jam him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how I would kind of describe it is you want to draft him if you run a lot of 11 personnel. If you run a lot of three wide, you'll covet him highly. That's probably where he's going to go just because of how the draft works. But if you, when you go to two wide receiver sets, he's not coming off the field.
Right. Yeah. What about losers?
Losers, there were a few. I think the biggest one, though, has to be Jordan Addison.
So I've seen a lot of people say that. Why do you have Addison on here? Because he felt like another one of those guys where, like, I didn't expect him to run fast.
Yeah. Shows up lighter, 173 than he's listed. You would expect a guy who has been listed at 175 since back to his time at Pittsburgh to have, you know, gotten bigger. Like, that's how it's usually how it goes in college. You put on muscle mass. He obviously hasn't. Comes in with kind of a tight frame, you know, under 31-inch arms. Not a guy that you'd expect to make a lot of plays outside his body. And then 34-inch vertical, 10-2 broad jump. Those are below average numbers for a wide receiver. And 1.56-10 splits also, like, not good. So, again, it goes back to when you're a size outlier on the low end, you better have something to back it up. So it just brings up question marks about how his game will translate at that size more than I would have, more than you'd like, I'll say.
Yeah, I think almost all this was not a good workout for the wide receivers. Mm-hmm. I think collectively the entire group was not good. So I think I generally there was a lot of losers, but I don't think there was a bigger one than Kayshon Boutte from LSU.
I saw you had that. I was like, yeah, that one was obvious.
I mean, just terrible. Like, a 4.5 guy, a 29-inch vertical, mm-hmm. for an NFL, a guy who wants to be an NFL wide receiver. If the first number in your vertical is a 2, that's ridiculous. Like, that's embarrassing. A 9-foot, 10-inch broad jump, 4, like, just a terrible workout.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I think he opted out this past fall, but just kept showing up still. You know, like, he did nothing. Like, on tape, he was, truthfully, he was checked out. The dude put up low effort tape.
And this is a guy who's like, who's still claiming that, like, oh, I'm the best wide receiver in this draft. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
And he was nasty as a freshman. Like, legitimately, I had him coming into this year after his sophomore tape as wide receiver one because he was that good and that explosive and just a different player entirely this year.
Yeah.
I mean, hard to watch.
I don't know. He had better have some pretty amazing interviews. Otherwise, mm-hmm. his stock feels like it's sinking like a brick.
Yeah. I am worried about him. I had one more loser. Mm-hmm. Jaden Reed, the Michigan State wide receiver. I watched his tape, and there's, like, a lot to like. There's not a lot of negatives, I'll say, on Jaden Reed's tape. But I just kept going back. I'm like, why don't I like it more, though? Like, why right. isn't it? Because, yeah, I think he runs good routes. I think he's pretty crisp. I think he's pretty, like, well-rounded in his skill set. But I think the testing really showed why I wasn't higher. He's just a below average athlete for his size, you know, for a 187 pound wide receiver, for a guy on the smaller end, a 4.45, 33.5 inch vertical, 10.1 broad jumper, just like, and 1.57, 10 splitter, just that's just not enough to get away from NFL corners, in my opinion, when that's kind of your selling point is you're at.